Hello, Gorillaz Global, episode 38, coming live, 10:30 p.m. Australia, alongside me, Liam from Melbourne, Christos from Sydney. Boys, how we doing?
Very good after the win the other day.
Good, thank you, Mr. CJ.
Mavros Productions, straight off the bat with the comments, the best, what a beast. Thank you, Chris, Mav, joining us, Bounty Bane, Kev. Jono Vlami, Kev. Very organized podcast show you we got. So yeah, I think we'll just jump straight into it, you know. I'm just come straight from a christening. The christening here is purely based on Olympiacos' victory. There's no fucking baby in the world. You know. Yeah. No, I'm joking. It's a beautiful event, but look, man, Olympiacos fans worldwide losing their fucking shit. Every soccer page I've seen on Facebook losing their shit. Maccabi won. I won't get political, Chris, don't you dare either, because we could say a lot of things right now. Maccabi won, Olympiacos 6. Absolute insane. I'll share my thoughts very soon, but Chris, a bit of an outside perspective. Just share your thoughts quickly on
outside. What do you mean? I watched the game. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I mean, but you know, like, yeah, share your
thoughts. I just want to say that I knew Ayub would come good, and he's been very good for us this year.
I'm going to cut you off for 1 second. Everything we've said on this show before this fucking episode. Don't bother. We're full of shit. We don't know what we're talking about.
It's the new era.
We've said the complete opposite. This show's purely a curse for the club, but hopefully it's a turnaround now. Chris, continue.
Yeah, I think, you know, we played well for the 20s, had a blinder of a game, as he always does, peaky blinders. And I think the fact that it was in Serbia helped us because we didn't have to travel as far and we had the Orthodox on our side. So, yeah, I think, yeah, good game for Olympiacos. Actually, the comeback was complete. Didn't think it was going to happen. And, yeah, I think that's all I'm going to say. So, Lakis with a good game as well. So, good to see the young man step up, put on the gloves, and deliver for the boys.
Mate, what's Kef, Liam? Please, these are.
You don't know what Kef is. Come on, bro.
Boys, we currently have 8 viewers. This is probably the most we've ever had on this show. Unbelievable.
Everyone's just talking about the team.
First of all, announce as well before I talk about the game. We are going to be getting the Kef CEO to join the podcast later on to talk a bit for a minute or two about Kef, and he's also a big Olympiacos fan. So we'll get his thoughts a bit later on. So that's coming up later. But anyway, I want to make my thoughts on the game. One of the best games I've ever seen. One of the best games. Shush, I'm talking. One of the best games I've ever seen for Olympiacos. Man, I was going like the way I reacted when Fortuny scored that second. I was going mental, and then El Kabi scored that third. Like, I got sent out of my house to take a break for 10-15 minutes by my mum because I was going like too crazy. and then El Kabi kicked. Yeah, I did actually. Thank you, Chrisos.
I don't know about you guys, but when Fortuny scored, that's when I was like, fucking hell. Like,
yeah, me too.
It's serious, right?
But that El Kabi bicycle, like, because Retsos, we'll talk about that mistake a bit later on. That was a shocking mistake. And then to bring us back in the game with that goal.
Oh, God.
And then the Jovetic and El Arabi's goal, just to top it off, great performance, man. Medley Bar got it all right after a few games of getting it wrong. Played exactly how we should have played to chase that sort of game. I mean, that sort of deficit. And, yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, man. Uh-huh. Absolutely amazing game. And I've got to be honest with you, when Maccabi scored that penalty in the second half, that's when I was like, okay, fuck, this is ending like 3-1. Like, you know, some bullshit's going to happen. You know, we'll leave with the win with our heads held high, but just, anyway, let's just diagnose the game bit by bit. Podence with an absolute fucking peach of a goal.
What a goal.
The first 10 minutes and such a tough angle to get a shot away alone. let alone score, getting the shot the way he turned his body. It just, Andre Horta, pen to paper. Pen to paper. He's exactly what we expected out of Madi Camara. And he's shown that in the few games he's actually played for the club. It would be an absolute disaster to not have him as a permanent player. If he's a permanent player, I might be a freaking idiot that I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm fairly confident he's a loan.
He's not. You're talking about Horta, yeah?
Horta.
No, he's not.
And Jovetic, I know we've said some smack about him. We've had
almost I never did.
3,000 views. 3,000 views on YouTube, but Jovetic needs to say.
He's so good.
What did I say?
He is so classy, man. On that experience that he has, man, just to hold the ball up. He's so good. He's literally miles above, like, Navarro, who's our second choice.
That Mitonga on his face, man, needs to say. Navarro needs to say.
Mate, I told you guys. The other teacher's going to come good for us. Again, you all underestimate the power.
Chris was just a tactical mastermind. We just shouldn't question what he says. But, Chris, we're not winning this game. I still don't think we're going to. I don't care what happens in the league, if I'm honest with you right now. I just care about Conference League. And obviously, we're feeling a bad shape. But anyway, let's drag back to the game. Olympiacos on an absolute fucking high. And the circulation of news surrounded by the club right now, everyone's talking about it. The comeback from Olympiacos. And you could bring up any team from Olympiacos' history to pull 6-1 off alone in any European match, let alone that the fact that we have to come back from a 4-1 deficit is just you don't expect this thing, especially from Olympiacos. And I might be downplaying our quality right now, but. I'm not saying that we couldn't have won the return leg. I'm definitely not saying that. But I think a lot of fans were saying, oh, Gala, you know, 3-0, 3-1, 3-2, 4-2, 4-1, whatever the case, but 6-1. And an absolute masterclass. Maccabi had nothing on that game. Maccabi had nothing. And you mentioned, what's going on here, man? I'm a Balcara here. Fuck off the Dumba retard. Anyway, three most passionate Olympiacos fans I've ever been on the show. The only three most passionate fans I've ever been. Anyway, I guess the address the elephant in the room. The Onisi won't be joining us anymore, but we'll wish him all the best in the future endeavors, and hopefully he'll return in. In a future show, you know, we're still good friends with him, but
let me just say, mate, we want to thank the Onisi. He made some great efforts, and contributions to the channel, helped it grow a lot. And our goal at the start of this, CJ, when we both started this, I think over 2 years ago now, was that we obviously want to grow the page, and you as well. We both want to grow the page, as like a global community, like bring the Olympiacos community around the world together. And the fact that he's been able to go off and make his own page is a good thing. You know, for us, it was our goal to create this big worldwide Olympiacos community. So all the best to Dennis. Thank you very much for helping. And we wish you the best in your future endeavors. But as we said, the three most passionate fans are here, and we will always be here like we have been from the start.
Liam talking like the chairman of the board, Vince McMahon.
That's it.
The December releases.
the budget cuts. No, but also we want to announce that we'll be going live every Sunday around 9 p.m. Sometimes it might change by a little bit, but that's our goal, 9 p.m. Australian, Eastern, whatever time, Melbourne and Sydney time.
Standard time.
Yeah, whatever, AEDT. So 9 p.m. every Sunday, we'll be here to deliver the news. And after games, we have Big Will from Canada who will be going live after most games and sharing his thoughts for 15, 20 minutes every game. So that's one of the first major changes we've made. And another change we've made is Olympiacos Australia will now only be doing Greek updates, whilst Thrillers Global will cover the English updates. So we cover both languages, obviously both are big markets. There's a lot of Olympiacos, Greek fans, obviously that's the biggest market there is out there, but there's also a lot of English fans around the world. So we're looking to cover both, and that's why I'll be doing it in Greek and CJ's going to be doing it in English. And yeah, that way you can get a taste of both languages for all our viewers.
And Christos will be Christos.
And Christos will be Christos.
I can do it in Spanish if you want.
And another thing that we'll be doing, we'll be looking to get as many people. We're going to get in contact with a lot of people who have Olympiacos pages and getting a new person on every week and just having a chat with people. That way we can spread our vision across and they can come and to our show and spread their channel to our followers. So, yeah, that's something we're going to be looking to in the future. So, yeah, look out for that. We've already got in contact with a few as well, so expect some big things in the next few weeks. The new era has started, as we said.
Exactly. The new age.
That's it.
The new age outlaws. Beautifully said, Liam. And if you guys haven't already done so, please like, subscribe to our YouTube channel. If one more Kef comment goes up, I'm going to fucking lose my shit. And please follow.
Wait for the CEO to come on.
And please follow us on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, Facebook as well, which we never use, YouTube as well. Please subscribe, listen to us on Spotify, whatnot. Chris, man, you saw the game. We were talking throughout the game as well. Please share your thoughts. I know you're a big El Kabi fan. You have five jerseys of him from Morocco as well. Please tell me your thoughts. The Psalidi as well, man. I think come on, man. 6-1. Tell us your thoughts.
El Kabi is a solid player. I think him and El Arabi should start together for a bit of Moroccan synergy. But anyway, El Kabi played well. Proud of him. Good player. And he's getting the goals in. He's hungry because Ramadan's starting, so he got the goals in. So El Kabi killed it as always.
What a fucking bicycle kick, man. That wasn't easy to do.
No.
That wasn't easy to do out of one.
One in a million goal, that is.
Liam, I'm gonna put the screenshots on Instagram, but like when William asked us what are the chances Olympiacos will go through, and I said 40%, you took the absolute mick out of me and said 7%.
I think I said like 2.
Well, yeah, but like
4-1, you don't see that very often, especially the fact that we lost to Karaiskaki and we got outplayed in that first leg. There's no denying it, no matter what anyone wants to play. We got outplayed, outsmarted by their coach. They found the spaces in behind us easily. And yeah, like I just thought there was no chance of turning it around, especially the way we played in the first leg at home. But the way we came out of the blocks, man, that Podence goal was so important just to like put them on the back foot right from the start. In the first 10 minutes it was so important to get that goal. What's it called? And yeah, it set us up to obviously turn everything around because they were on the back foot. They couldn't get out of their own half.
Well, I think that's my dad, mate.
Heira Leascos, Yasu Filarakimu.
You've been talking about how Kev. Oh, man, this is James Harrop. I'm going to fucking bash him. Anyway, look, I understand it was 4-1, and let me tell you, if we did a show after that 4-1, we'd be eating our words right now because, I don't know, us Australian fans are very different. We just forget what I was saying. But 4-1 is absolutely embarrassing. I've had a bit too much vodka and cokes, you know what I mean?
Okay, fair enough.
Look, 4-1 Karaiskaki. Here we go. 4-1 Karaiskaki is absolutely abysmal, especially after that. You'd expect us to put up a bit of a performance against Panathinaikos to the painters, and we lose 3-1 there. What were you expecting heading into this game after conceding 7 goals in Karaiskaki? But the absolute 180.
That's CJ. That's exactly what I was saying. We, Christos.
What an idiot! Who's wearing a white suit?
That's why I left.
No, we were playing so bad the last two games. Like, our defense was looking shambolic. Shambolic's an understatement. What's it called?
Yeah.
It was so bad. And that's obviously why we went into this game. There's a lot of people commenting on the post, actually, about when we put up a few games a few days before the game, and they were saying, you know, there's no chance. We're not good enough at the moment. Same old Olympiacos. And that was the feeling because of the way we had played the last two games. And I don't know what happened. Menlibar that just shows his quality as a coach. When you're going bad and you're able to turn things around just like that, it's incredible. And, what's it called?
I don't even think it was a coach thing or anything like that. Like, I think we, from Menlibar coming in and the results we were getting under him, but I think we just got a bit spoiled, a bit ahead of ourselves, and we actually forgot what's actually happened this season and the khalia that's going on. So I think the 4-1 loss was actually a bit of a like, oh, fuck, like, oh, you know, like, shit's still going down in the club.
Yeah.
And then the match with Panathinaikos happened, and like, say what you want, my opinion on that game is that we were outplayed. Panathinaikos were the better team from start to finish, regardless of you can look at the numbers, but if you look at the game, I think Panathinaikos had more shots anyway. But it's such a 180. This looked like an Olympiacos I've never seen before.
Yeah, definitely.
Against Maccabi, the 6-1. And dare I say, this is obviously one of the biggest European win in our history. This is up for debate where it's bigger than the Arsenal win. My God, Chris. this is probably bigger than the Arsenal win. I don't know. Just given the circumstance, because against Arsenal, wasn't it 1-1 at the Gardaskaki, or we just lost 1-0? I can't remember.
It was 1-0. We lost 1-0.
We lost 1-0 and we turned around. I just
remember Simikas. Simikas.
Yeah, man. And so, but look, at the end of the day, round of eight, quarterfinals we haven't seen since 1998 for pretty much everyone in this chat right now. This is the first time we're seeing Olympiacos in the quarterfinal.
Yeah,
So this is massive, and to say we're against Fenerbahce, this is a no joke of a team this season. These guys are, I think, easy 20 points ahead of third place. They are absolutely no joke, especially in the Conference League. They're no joke. It's going to be extremely tough. We got a comment here. I am taking a massive cops right now. Gala, Gunnis, mate. Good on you.
Like a Jurgen Klopp.
These are Liam's, mate. The water in Melbourne's different. That's all I have to say.
That's why they are
flooding. So Olympiacos have their work cut out for them, and I don't know. It's not much to say. Just time will tell. Obviously, Olympiacos don't have a game till the 1st of April, which is against Ajax. So now we have the international qualifiers. The big game for Greece coming up. Against
Kazakhstan,
the greatest country. So I don't know. I don't know about you guys. I still sit here and I'm shaking my head that Olympiacos, let alone turned around a 4-1 deficit, but scored 6 goals in a European match. And not to downplay us, but 6 goals in any European match is not easy. I don't know about you guys. If you want to share your 100%. Of that.
No, very hard to score 6 goals in any game, European, league.
Look, apart from your Liverpool versus fucking
Sparta Prague,
Chesterfield United, it doesn't happen. But
Chesterfield United, yes.
But Liam, you mentioned Retsos, the golden boy. Let me tell you, the only thing I'm terrified against Fenerbahce, one, I think Podence is out for suspension.
He is out for the first game.
And Retsos is a liability at the back.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Listen, he's a good
look, I'm not going to say he's a liability. The thing
about Retsos is that he plays like so well, and then he just does those like moments where he just does the most retarded thing.
Absolute brain farts.
Like, and it's he just wipes out. Like, he played well that match. It was just that one moment where he was like just does that. And it's just like, mate, like you just, you know, like fuck, like you like. He just can't go through a full like couple of games where he doesn't do something absolutely retarded. And if he gets out of his game, man, like he probably is one of it. He's their best second centre back next to Karma, obviously. But
yeah, I don't know. Anyway, for those joining us, please, I know I already said this, but please subscribe.
Like. Subscribe.
If you have any questions or whatever, please ask. This won't be a long episode. It is
because Liam has to get up at 4:30 in the
morning. Liam's got to get up 4:30, but doesn't have any consideration messaging at fucking 12 a.m. in the group chats. But
and I got to get up at 2:30.
I missed the 24/7 for Olympiacos. That's why we give the best news because I'm up all night. You know,
Hasn't posted in 8 months, but it's all right. Anyway,
so we had to lift our game. So you know, I've come in big. And we're dominating. Can we just say we're dominating at the moment? Massive thank you to all the fans. Last week, we have received the most interactions, likes, and activity on our accounts than we ever have in our entire 2 years.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your support.
Round of applause. Appreciate it.
Thank you, all the ladies, mate.
We appreciate it.
We've received some beautiful comments over the past few days. We want to thank William, who can't obviously join us because time difference.
All Canada.
But he's putting in the works behind the scenes, so good on him. He'll be live most likely probably after the Ike game or whatever. But Chrysos, Olympiacos against what a cutie. Olympiacos against Fenerbahce.
Yeah.
Dig into your thoughts about that. Where do you see Olympiacos?
Very tough side. From my memory, they have Tadic. I think Batshuayi. They've got a lot of good players. Zaha's not going to touch. They have a lot of very good players that have been playing in the Premier League, Champions League. It will be a tough test for us, especially having to play in Turkey again. That would be a nightmare, let alone going there. But I think it's going to be a challenge for the boys. But I think it'll mean extra to them because they know the history between Greece and Turkey and the rivalry with the countries. So I think it's going to be extra. It's going to motivate them even more, especially for Tunis. And I think we can get a result, not like a 7-5 type of thing, but we'll be, I think, 3-1 on aggregate, something like that. I'll be happy with because I really want the final to be against Bulk. In Athens at Ike Stadium. Imagine lifting the trophy at Ike Stadium against Bulk. That's the ultimate like punch in the face. So yeah,
I think lifting the trophy in Athens, regardless against who it is, would be amazing. But even if and when we beat Fenerbahce, we get the win over Aston Villa and Lille. But Fenerbahce are currently second in the league with 76 points. Third place has 49 points, so it's actually insane. And I think they also have Dzeko. he's aging like a fine wine. He's killing.
Yeah, they've got Fred, Bonucci, Tadic,
Batshuayi.
I don't know if you remember Emre Moore, that wonder kid that was never meant to be. They've got him. Kent. Kent that played for Liverpool, like they've got very good Benucci? Players. Yeah,
Benucci, what the hell? You did? I wasn't listening. Yeah. Sorry.
He sold his soul. So there you go.
Look,
I think as soon as you go there, that's it. It's over for you.
Look, man. Olympiacos have beaten bigger people. We should take this.
Didn't we have him in our group like last year for the Europa League? And yeah, we beat him.
They're all dog shit.
We beat him though. Remember that?
We did 3-0 in Turkey, 1-0 in Greece. However,
and also I'm sick of all these comments. All these Turks that come with, come to Fenerbahce. Fenerbahce is Fenerbahce that. So beating them would be a nice slap in the face. And I used to work with a Turk, and we used to talk about Fenerbahce. So we've got to beat them. I've never wanted to beat a team so badly, ever in my life.
Well,
it will be a good game. It will be. They've got a good squad though, Fenerbahce. They're much stronger than the last time we played them, obviously in the Europa League, and we famously beat them in Turkey 3-0.
I feel like Masuras and Tiquinho, but
yeah.
Oh, Tiquinho Suarez.
They're a very good side. They're second in the ladder on the Turkish league.
Yeah, Liam. Thanks. Repeating that 3 times.
And what to do then? Yeah, sorry. I don't listen to what you say, Chris. No, I'm joking.
Liam, no, CJ said it.
Oh, okay. What's a good note? They're a much better side the last time we played them. I think as we get the squad values, not that they mean anything, but they've got double the squad value than us. They're obviously a much they've got bigger names than us, obviously. Obviously, it doesn't mean too much.
Well, look, not to get political, we lost 4-1 to a team that can't play in their own country now. But so I mean, the numbers don't mean shit. And El Arabi, fucking class, with a gun celebration to the Maccabi fans.
Why have you spun it like that?
Go watch the highlights. I'm saying what happened. I'm not doing.
He does that every goal he scores. He doesn't just do that for that Maccabi game. Bravo, whoever put that up. Bravo.
Anyway, but regardless, massive night for Greek football. Like we're talking about Olympia, massive. Of course, but Balk, as much of Tsoglanya they are, massive turnaround against Dinamo Zagreb, 2-0 down to win 5.
Yeah, Balk.
Woo! Two Greek teams in the quarterfinals. I don't know if that's ever happened. Don't know when the last time, if it's happened. All I know is this man must be at the range every day, losing it.
Or watching from his jail cell.
He's in jail. He's protected, mate. He's not in jail.
I think it's great, to be honest. I wish it was Aris or like Atromitos, like a cool, like a one of those teams, but it's Balk.
Any more thoughts, man?
This guy's just...
I just want to say, what's it called? Yeah, great night for Greek football. And what was big about that, actually, is the fact that we beat an Israeli team who is one coefficient higher than us. And I believe now we are only less than 1,000 points behind them. So if one of us or Balk get another win, and the Conference League will go on top of them. And I think we have the potential to go all the way up to 15th place this season. Considering that we started the year at 20th, it's very impressive. And we saw the stat that we posted on the story. We're the only team outside of the major 5 leagues that has more than one team left in European competitions. It's been a very good year. It's been a very good year for Greek football. Great turnaround by Balk as well. Gouliarakis, what a player. He'll probably be in the Premier League next season. And yeah.
Who's he linked with?
I don't know, but he's fucking the best player in the best centre back in the Greek league by a mile, and he's scoring goals, getting assists as well. Like Jesus, what a player!
Being Kone is up there, bro. What are you talking about?
Nah, Red Sauce. What do you mean?
Nah, not even that's a joke, Chris. No.
I tapped up funny Olympiakos photo and Marcelo came up.
I don't. Did Dressos dislocate his finger in the tackle when he slammed the ground?
He did.
Yeah, I know he did. But like, was it in the tackle or slamming the ground? Because he had a bitch fit because he made the worst tackle he could make. Then he hit the ground. So it's like, is that when he dislocated it or did he slide in awkwardly? I don't know. Just like. What a brain fart. Solaki's had that. You don't need to make that. Anyway, Liam, thank you for sharing your in-depth thoughts for that.
No worries. Yeah. Thank you, CJ, for allowing. Thank you, CJ, for allowing me to speak. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Anytime.
This is a dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen.
We're a bit on bias here. Anyway, so, boys, how was your weekend?
It was very good with the Olympiacos win. Started everything off right.
Did you guys listen to the Greek commentary?
Yeah, I've listened to it. It's insane. He goes absolutely ballistic on the LRB goal. Like, he just like forgets that he's commentating. He just goes mental. Like, he has like five voice cracks.
Man, he
loses his voice.
He gets it done, man. He gets it done.
What a play from Masudas for that last goal, by the way. Like, the way he, like, what's it called? Didn't go for goal and just calmly rolled it back to El Arabi. That was a great play.
Masudas will
start that next game, you'd think, because Podence is obviously injured. And he is a good player to have to come in. He's obviously proven himself this year once again.
It would be such a shame if Masuras doesn't stay with us, man.
Yeah. We want to keep Masuras and Fortuna.
Wait. Did I just hear that from CJ's mouth that he wants Masuras to stay?
I can't believe it. He's been absolutely insane this year. The second we start talking shit about him, he's good. So, I don't know. And the under-19s, far out.
Wow, crazy. Semi-final. Crazy.
If they can beat Nantes, who's probably the best youth team out there right now, they
it's nonce, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's a joke.
Nantes.
This guy, bro. No, that was a great
one. He's trying to get this, like, donkey picture in frame. He keeps failing.
Can we talk about what's his name? Kostoulas, the striker, man. What a player, bro. Do you see these finishes that he's pulling off, man? Half chances, he's making them look like the fucking... It's
better than Navarro.
Oh, he is, bro. We've got to start looking to bring in some of these youth players from next year because there's a lot of talent in there.
I think we need to introduce this slowly.
Yeah. And I think I heard them talking about on Gate 7 International the other day. You know, there should be a goal. It should be a goal for Medlibar and the coaching staff to bring in, you know, two players and integrate them properly into the first team squad every year because there's a lot of talent at the moment coming through the Olympiacos ranks. Even some people who aren't in the under-19 team and even in the B team, there's a lot of good players. One, for example, Apostolopoulos. What's it called? Who, you know, Ortega's very inconsistent. It'd be nice to see someone else get a chance for a few games there as well. So anyway, we'll see what holds there. But now, boys, the final topic for today, we look forward to the international break because Olympiacos is not playing this weekend, obviously, with the postponement of the Super League. So our thoughts on international break, we'll cover that on our pages this week. CJ and Christos, what do you see happening?
Greece. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I think it's. I think we'll have a show closer to the Kazakhstan game or after. But Kazakhstan is obviously a team, an international team that's not really much heard of. They don't really have. I don't think they've made a competition, but judging them off in the qualifiers, they seem like a serious team. I don't think it will be easy, so we shouldn't be complacent. But at least for the game against Kazakhstan, we should be going through. Obviously, we meet the winner of Georgia and Luxembourg. That's a different story. Georgia are looking a bit fierce as well. So I think our thoughts will be a bit more clearer towards the day, but for now, I expect Greece to be making the Euros. No questions asked. I do. I hope so. We haven't seen our ethnic in a major comp in 10 years.
Are we going to go?
And we have such a great squad this year as well. We have the likes of Vlachodimos, Paskalakis in goals. We have solid defenders in...
We have Tsimikas.
Uretsos, Tsimikas. I say Uretsos lightly. Mavropanos, personally, I don't rate. I think Hadzidiakos is better than him. So
yeah.
We have Rota, who's actually been pretty decent. Somewhat recently in the midfield.
How about Zeka?
Zeka's out. He's injured. In the midfield, you got some solid mids in there. And obviously, I think our attack is one of the stronger parts. You know, you got Kostadelias in there. I think Ziolis has been caught up, thankfully. Yakumakis, Pavlidis, I think...
He's
not in.
Ridiculous. The squad's fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. Like, if we don't qualify, it's just he's done well, but it's a fucking ridiculous squad. How is Vlayanitis and fucking Kotsiras and Pavlidis?
I don't think Vagalianis is in there either.
Whatever his name is, Vagalianis. Yeah, he should be. But Baldock is shit, bro. Baldock is shit. He is not a C. I don't even want to talk about the squad, so it pisses me off.
Wait,
is
Pavlidis not in there?
Not even Greek.
Look, and what's a disgrace is obviously Fortunis is not in, which, you know, that's
That and Luvikas. Luvikas should be
in. Oh, Luvikas. No, Pavlidis is in there. Sorry, Luvikas isn't in. That's right.
What about, what's his name?
Yeah, Pavlidis is in there, but he doesn't do much for the ethnic here. Ioannidis, I think, is our
Pavlidis.
Yeah.
Savelas.
It's ridiculous. Anyway. We'll cover everything this week because we've obviously got a big match for Australian time Friday morning, Greece time Thursday night. So we'll cover everything. We'll be
anyway. I'll sum this up. Jono can't join us. That's okay, all right. Next time, mate, we're going to be ending it now because poor Liam's got a big early break.
Yeah, I got to get up for the FA. I'm getting up for the FA Cup, Liam. You don't see me complaining.
Good night, everyone. I don't give a fuck about the FA Cup, mate. Liverpool's a shit club. What's it called? Liverpool's full of bandwagons from all around the world that just, you know, they want to support a big club. The real passion is here in Olympiacos. That's the real passion. I don't want to hear this Liverpool fucking this, that. Right, support our local team, mate.
We have six viewers on Twitter. Thank you, those joining us. 9 people viewing live. Yeah, we were. Anyway. All right, we're about to wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, for joining. It is late. We'll be in touch, and we'll have another show for the Ethnic Year. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Please like, subscribe.
Good night.
See you later.
Ciao, Bella.